Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Rihanna, who sang the famous lyrics, "We found love in a hopeless place," mainly because we found love in a travel lodge.
Oh, okay.
Didn't quite have the same ring to it. But this couple down in Melbourne have recently celebrated an anniversary because they met during hotel quarantine at that Melbourne travel lodge, the one that was making headlines last year. Vanessa and Anthony are still happily together, but they recently retold the story of how they met at the travel lodge.
Ness posted a photo into the
Hotel Quarantine Facebook group.
I saw the post was like from the room two stories above me. So I just sent her a message being like, "Hey, how are you feeling? This is a bit weird, locked in a room for 14 days.
It's like, how you doing?
It's amazing because most couples during the pandemic, when it was at its peak, they had trouble with relationships. They were breaking up, and this one was thriving.
They were getting together. Yeah. I mean, I guess for Tinder, when you go on that, you can look for singles, within 20 kilometres, but I don't think it goes down to a minimum of 20 metres. So I think Anthony was having trouble with it, so he went, "I'll try Facebook. I'll see if that works." What do you do, though, if you're in separate rooms and you're trying to flirt with each other? Like, what could you do?
Well, luckily they had Wi-Fi and stuff. If they didn't, they'd just be like, two knocks on the roof above for like yes and three for no, or like, yeah. I don't understand.
Just if she's two floors above him, what is he just yelling out the window at her? The poor guy in the floor in between is like, "Would you two shut up?" No, they came up with an ingenious way to sort of keep themselves entertained and to get to know each other.
Well, my favourite thing that we did was we raced Uber drivers. So we'd pick like a restaurant, two restaurants on the same street, and order at the same time and then see which Uber driver got there first. It fell apart a couple of times because the same Uber driver picked up the food from both restaurants. We just call that a draw.
That is racing Uber drivers. I feel bad for those Uber drivers, man. They were flat out enough during the early months of the pandemic. Like, imagine showing up and Anthony's like, "Mate, if you want those five stars, you will tell Vanessa that my loins burn with a passionate love for her. You will tell her that or you get no stars."
One of them got fired because of that.
for losing the race. And so the real question is, okay, they got to know each other online and playing the Uber race game.
Yep.
But eventually you want to consummate your love.
Oh, of course you do.
So were they able to do that at the travel lodge?
No, we had a security guard to keep Vanessa under control.
So. we did talk about if we had openable windows, we could just like rappel up and down the outside of the building, but didn't quite get there.
I just kind of hope it wasn't the building where the security guard was.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's it, isn't it? It's like, look, I've been single and desperate, but I don't know if rappel down the building desperate.
That's MacGyver desperate.
That's like, you need special training for that. So happy to report that Vanessa and Anthony, having met in hotel quarantine, are still happily together, and they recently celebrated their anniversary.
It was kind of surreal being back there, to be honest, because it's like a space that you're like super familiar with. Like, you spent 14 days in it, and then I walked in and I was like, "Yep, I remember that view very distinctly." So it was really strange going back there.
And we decided to call it our quariversary.
Quariversary. So I'm pretty sure a first anniversary for most people is paper, but I'm guessing for Vanessa and Anthony, their first anniversary gift will be Sani. I think that's pretty sure that's theirs.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
Exotic foods. CSIRO came out with this report saying that basically they're trying to urge us to eat more like crickets and that sort of stuff because they reckon it's going to be a booming industry worth $10 million in the next 5 years.
The insect industry. Mm. Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're a motorcycle rider in summer, probably already got a pretty healthy diet of insects if you've got the visor up.
It'll be an all-you-can-eat buffet when you see the front of your car if you've been a trip away to the bush or somewhere and all the insects hitting the front of the car. But for me, when it comes to exotic foods, I haven't gone too exotic as far as I know, unless the parents were feeding me some horrible stuff when I was young, like brains or whatever.
Well, they do say you swallow a certain amount of spiders in your lifetime while you sleep, so.
Yeah, I've definitely eaten a couple of flies, not on purpose though, but probably for me, crocodile meat is probably the most exotic I've gone.
Mm, okay.
What about you? What's the most furthest you've gone to exotic food?
I don't know. Whatever was in that pie that I ate earlier that you served me up.
Oh, that wasn't a pie.
Yeah,
that was a pate.
No, I haven't gone anything too exotic. Mm. Roo meat, I guess.
Roo meat,
That's not really that exotic because you can get it on the shelves at Coles. So I class anything that's, you know, not on the shelves of your local supermarket. That's exotic.
What about when you're in Portugal? Did you have any like gizzards or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, we had chicken gizzards, but again, I don't class that as an exotic meat. That's just offal, you know? Aussies have been eating that for years.
When you talk to your parents, they're always like, oh, lamb's fried.
Lamb's fried, yeah.
Well, that sort of livers.
Ox tongue, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, we want to know about the exotic foods that you've eaten. You know, maybe like snails or frogs.
I've had snails.
You've had snails?
Yeah.
Oh, yuck. No, thank you.
They had garlic. They were good.
I bet you they were. Repeating on you all day.
1300 92 1250. They were after the exotic foods that you may have sampled in the past. And Yetta from Eden's joined us. And Yetta, what have you eaten when it comes to exotic foods?
Snake.
Oh, where did you eat that?
Over in China. I was with my dad, and you walk into, you know, the restaurants and whatnot. It was in like a big, what do you call it, like a big bar sort of thing. And you picked your own snake and they just picked it up and, yeah.
That's amazing. Closest I've come is the service station. The snake's alive when it comes to snakes.
But packet of Allen snakes. But what did it taste like?
It tasted like chicken. It was actually really nice.
Oh, okay. Is there a dipping sauce that goes with snake, like sweet chili or something?
No, it was just like the skin was off, because I asked if you want the skin on or off. And so I just said, obviously, skin off. And there wasn't much meat on it, but you just crack it open. And no, it just tastes like barbecue chicken.
Yeah, I would have been a little bit worried about that, because usually after, like, they chop the head off a snake, it sort of slithers around for a while. I would have been scared it wasn't quite dead, and all of a sudden it's in your stomach just slithering around there or something.
Oh, no, I didn't say that. I was well in the restaurant before they killed it in front of me.
Oh, right, yeah. If it comes to between a snake biting me and me biting a snake, I'm going to choose me biting a snake, so.
Yeah, well, that's it. Well, that's probably the worst I've had.
Yeah, well, next question. Would you eat it again?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Do you ever get a hankering for it every now and then? Yeah. You're like a Friday night, you know, Friday night takeaway, and you're like, geez, I wish someone served up some nice snake around here.
Oh, no, definitely not. But we're not going to China anytime soon, so I'm not having it around today.
Just memories at this stage, but thanks for calling up.
No worries, thank you.
See ya. I'm wondering if that's like a regular thing served at the dinner table in China. Like all these poor Chinese kids are just like Indiana Jones when mum serves up snake again. It's just
that's what I think of.
Why did it have to be snakes?
I prefer broccoli to snakes. We got Susan on the line. Susan, what is the most exotic thing that you've eaten?
I went to Bali one time for a holiday, and I went to a lovely stop to the mountain to an all-you-can-eat restaurant, and we indulged as we did, and I found out afterwards on my way home that we'd actually eaten monkey kebabs.
Oh!
Yeah, not very good. And I was told later, don't eat anything off the street in those little tiny carts that's a kebab, because most likely it would be dog.
Oh, wow.
I've got to ask the obvious question. Did it actually taste okay at the time?
Yeah, did the monkey taste like chicken?
It actually did taste like chicken, yeah. Okay. It's funny how things taste like chicken, isn't it?
Wow.
Oh, my God. So was everyone outraged by this, or they just like, did the Australian thing go, oh, well, she'd be right, or...
Yes. I can't say that I'd eat it again, knowing what they were. Oh.
Is there a wine that you'd recommend that goes nice with monkey?
Oh, no, look, I didn't have wine. I just drank lots of Bing Tang over there.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, to wash away, the memories. Yeah, I would have done the same
I would
thing.
Be doing as well, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I certainly washed away a lot while I was over there.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's very exotic. Thanks for getting in touch with us.
Oh, very good. Have a lovely day.
You too. Oh, man, that's, again, Indiana Jones with the monkey brains. That's the first thing I thought of.
Normally, this part, I'd go to the Facebook comments, but you can't really top that. You know, here in Australia, we're enjoying fish and chips, and in Bali, it's Finch and Chimps.
Yeah. I'm wondering if they watched, like, a King Kong movie and go, imagine how many kebabs we could get out of here.
Feed the town for the year.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
Around the office, we're always talking about what age you're officially classified as old. People have got different opinions. You know, life begins at 40, 45, midlife crisis, silver fox, all these different things. But for me, I think I found that age. It's 35. That's what it is, my age.
Why is that?
I reckon once I hit 30, though, as soon as I hit 30, like I could before then, I could just, you know, do whatever, not put on weight, anything, never have aches or pains, whatever I do. And as soon as I hit 30, I had my 30th birthday. For the last 5 years, all of a sudden, you're waking up with pains here and there from playing sport and things like that, and the hair's getting a lot thinner. It's not as luscious as it once was.
And you're only playing Wii Sports.
I know.
Nintendo.
Exactly. It's been a rough 5 years.
Yeah, maybe you should see a doctor.
I don't know. Maybe.
Possibly. It doesn't sound right to me. Yeah. Like if you were back in the Victorian era, sure, 30 is considered old age because you were sweeping chimneys at the age of 10. But at the age of 35, you really shouldn't be ready for the grave yet.
No, not quite, but I reckon about 79, as I kept saying. But what made it even worse was this morning I was just, you know, looking in the mirror, and all of a sudden I'm like, what's that on my head? I'm like, and I pulled out this grey hair that's about 7 centimetres long.
Yeah, okay.
It looks like it's something that's come out of a wig for a party, and I went, okay, things are starting to get a little bit ridiculous. I'm not quite at the
face. I'm just glad that you clarified that it came off your head.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
It was disturbing enough to watch you open up your wallet and pull out a grey hair.
Well, there's no money in there. You've got to have something in there.
So you're investing in hair, are you?
Yeah.
That's your digital currency?
I'm not
your
quite.
Your follicle currency.
Hey, I could clone someone off that one day. I don't think they'd want to be.
More Hutsies. That's all we need. What are you talking? You're 35. I hate to break it to you, champ. Like, you've already got grey hairs. You got a few of them.
I've got lots.
Like, maybe you should be going to Specsavers and getting your eyes checked or something. Is this the first grey hair that you've noticed on your head?
I don't want to go to Specsavers because I don't want to see all the grey hairs that I've got.
Okay,
I'm not
quite
at the level where I'm going to start dyeing my hair. That's a little bit ridiculous, but I am at the level where...
Well, the thing is, if you start dyeing your hair, you have to then also dye, like, any facial hair.
Otherwise,
like, with
ridiculous.
Me, I get a lot of grey hairs on my chin. So it's like, well, just for men's out the window because I'd have to do top and bottom. Otherwise,
Yeah. But something I have noticed a bit more is nose hairs. And I finally bit the bullet. I'm like, look, I can't stand standing in front of the mirror with tweezers.
That was a nose hair you just pulled out?
Yeah, that was a nose hair. That was a
monster.
But I was like, I think it's time to get a nose trim. I like, got to bite the bullet. So while I was at the shops yesterday getting the stuff ready for the costume party, finishing that off, all of a sudden I'm like, before I leave, I need to make it my mission to get a nose trimmer just to finally put this thing to bed. But then I sort of like started feeling a bit embarrassed about having to ask where they were because I had no idea where they were. I'm walking around Big W. I'm looking around. I'm like, I almost felt like the first time you go into a store and you don't know where, you know, male protection is and you've got to ask someone when you feel a little bit embarrassed. I'm like, oh.
A bulletproof vest.
Yeah. I'm like, where's the nose? Okay. Walked. I actually Googled it in the end. I was like, Big W, where are the nose trimmers located? So I didn't have to ask someone. And it's like, oh, in the beauty section. I'm like, oh. Of course, it's in the beauty
makes
section.
Sense. Yeah.
Here I am walking.
Where are you
there.
In the gardening section? Just going like,
well, if you've seen the nose hairs,
trims a hedge, should be able to trim my nose hairs.
So yeah, apparently the beauty section. Went over there, had a bit of a look, and I'm like, okay, the beauty section. So I'm like looking around.
While I'm here, I pick up some foundation.
Yeah. Obviously, there's lots of mirrors around there to see your appearance and things like that. People trying things on. So all the women that are there, they're looking in the mirror, feeling a little bit like this.
Maybe she's born with it.
Yeah, I get to the mirror, I look in the mirror and I feel a little bit like this.
Get busy living or get busy dying.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.